AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says Russia needs to go after the Islamic State group, not U.S.-backed opposition forces trying to topple Syrian President Bashar Assad.
The question at this point is whether they can make the strategic adjustment that allows them to be effective partners with us and the other 65 countries who are already part of the counter-ISIL campaign. And we don't know that yet.
GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says he would support a government monitoring program for groups deemed radical. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Speaking in South Carolina, Carson says he would be in favor of monitoring a mosque or any church.
Or any organization, or any school, or any press corps where there was a lot of radicalization and things that were anti-American.
Carson was asked about Donald Trump's suggestion he would monitor American Muslims. Trump talked about it in Alabama.
I do want surveillance. I will absolutely take database on the people coming in from Syria if we can't stop it. But we're going to.
And Trump says as president, he would block Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
A semi-official Iranian news agency reports that jailed Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian has been sentenced to an unspecified prison term following his conviction in Iran on charges that included espionage. Villagers digging for scraps and tons of mine waste near a jade mine were buried when it collapsed on them, killing about 100 people, leaving many more missing in northern Myanmar. The area is home to some of the world's highest quality jade, but most is said to go to companies tied to Myanmar's former military rulers. Democrat has been elected governor of Louisiana. State Representative John Bell Edwards wins the runoff election over Senator David Vitter. This is AP Radio News. Behind all that snow from the storm that rolled through the upper Midwest, a deep freeze, lows in the single digits, a few below zero. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry.
It will be unseasonably cold for the next 2 days through parts of the Midwest and the Ohio River Valley. We'll see temperatures between 10 and 20 degrees below average for Sunday and Monday before we start getting a warming trend on Tuesday.
First snowfall brought amounts ranging from a few inches to 20 inches from South Dakota through Michigan. A fire in an apartment in the John Hancock Center in Chicago has been put out. Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford.
We had a report of fire on the 50th floor of the John Hancock Center on the east face of the building. Crews got on the scene. Fire was blowing out of the windows and a serious amount of smoke was being generated.
The fire was contained to a single apartment, but others have had some smoke damage. There were 5 injuries, most of them minor. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.